You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week I spoke to Professor Annie Goldson about her documentary on the 1970s Aotearoa Alternative Theatre Group, Red Mall. This week I spoke with the composer of the documentary, Ewan Collins, about his experience composing for the documentary, his writing process and his musical approaches. Here's that interview. How much creative freedom did you enjoy while composing for Red Mall?
Well, there were two kind of modes of composition in it. One mode was kind of trying to be diegetic, so trying to sound like music that actually existed at the time. For doing that kind of work, I didn't have that much freedom because I wanted to be true to the time of Red Mall. The other kind of composition I did was the actual film soundtrack, where I was basically allowed to do whatever I want as long as I felt it served the narrative of the film. So a lot of that music, which is on the soundtrack album as well, is a lot more of my style and less of that kind of historical sound.
Did the tone of the story and of the film affect your writing process?
Yeah, so I was actually brought on quite early on in the film, and the tone of some of those early edits of the film were quite different than what the final product ended up being. And so there was quite a big shift in what I did with my music when I saw the kind of new direction that we were taking the story in.
Was this a different experience from how you generally work?
Yeah, well, the way I compose is really different based on what I'm composing for. And this was my first feature-length film doing the composing for. So it was quite unique in that aspect. And also one thing that was unique with Red Mole is they have so much of their own music. So my pieces for this film are not 10-minute long epics. Rather, they're just 1-minute, 2-minute long cues that fit between Red Mole's own narrative and their own music. So it was quite different from what I usually do because I had to fit the whole piece's worth of music in such a small amount of time to make it fit within the edit of the film.
Did you find that to be a challenge?
It was definitely hard at some points, especially near the beginning of the film. It took a while to get a handle of it because during the early edits of the film, it sounded like every one of my music cues was just completely different from each other, and it felt very disjointed and bitty, if that makes sense. But then by the final version of the film, even though there's new music cues popping up left, right, and center, they all work together rather than feeling like a mess, which it did at one point.
Once you composed the pieces, how did you record them? Did you collaborate with others at all? Did you use platforms like Logic, or did you work with a MIDI keyboard or anything?
Actually, for this one, nope. For this one, everything is me. So I don't play all the instruments on the album, but I've had to use a lot of virtual instruments to get it all going, which takes quite a lot of work to make it sound as if there's real players. Really, because of time constraints and budget constraints, that's what we could do. I mainly compose in Logic. I'm a big fan of sequences, so I don't play keyboard in. I just write it directly in. I know what notes I want. I just type them in the computer. And also for all the mixdowns, we use Pro Tools and Reaper, among others.
Going into the film, sort of knowing you were writing for this project, did you sort of have an idea in mind? Or did it all just sort of come to you in a natural process as time progressed?
Yeah, so like I talked about before with the two types of music, the diegetic music and the non-diegetic. The diegetic was what I did first because we knew that Red Mole were around at a certain time period and they went to certain places, so we knew we needed to have music that sounded like there. But the biggest challenge came when it came around to actually doing the soundtrack, the original film score. The difficulty with that was, how do I make modern music? And like I said just before, it's all done in a computer, right? How do I make modern music in a computer that makes sense for a theater troupe that were very non-computer and not digital? So it took a lot of, actually not too many, but it took a few attempts to figure out what kind of sonic palette would make sense. So there is actually quite a lot of synthesizers on the soundtrack, but weirdly, it works. So I had to be careful with my selection of when to use them and not, to not make it sound like some synthy soundtrack, but instead sound like something that actually matched what Red Mole were about.
Yeah, I totally felt that when watching it. I found it fit really well, and the pieces complemented, you know, the ethos and the the style of the documentary as well, but it also didn't distract.
Yeah, it's tricky because I want to write the best music I can, but I also want audiences to leave with the musical highlight being Red Mole themselves. I don't want to take away from their star power, if that makes sense. Like, they're the stars of the movie, not me. So even though I'm writing the best music I can, it needs to be that Red Mole are the real stars.
Yeah, I guess that's the interesting thing about sort of writing for that context, perhaps.
Yeah, it is a tricky balance. And another issue with that was also making sure that it was clear when it was their sound and when it was mine. Because we use some archived music in the soundtrack, which I restored for the film. So that is Red Mole and Red Mole's associated acts actually playing. And I don't want someone to hear my music and think it's them. And I definitely don't want someone to hear my music and think it was Red Mole's.
Do you think you may work on more documentaries or projects like this, or would you like to?
Yeah, I definitely liked working with a documentary, even though it is quite a heavy weight on you, because when you score a narrative in fiction, there's no real people who can be upset, right? But for a documentary, you're telling not only a tragic and meaningful story, but one that actually happened to real people and still has aftershocks today. And so while that's a challenge and quite a heavy burden, it also kind of deepens the writing process, especially when I can think and I've talked to some of the real life people, and that can influence what you do too. So it has this extra narrative where you can't really talk to a fictional character in the same way and get that from it.
That was musician Ewan Collins speaking to me about his experience composing for Red Mole, A Romance.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.